John chapter 7, verse 38 tells us, if someone believes in Jesus, out of his heart will flow living water. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge of support for AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support of AFR during Share-a-thon.
All right, day one of Share-a-thon rolls on. Thank you for listening, everybody, to American Family Radio. It's 11:06 Central Time here on the good old U.S. of A. Thank you for listening wherever you may be joining us from. Some folks listen internationally to American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning again, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Yo, good morning, everybody.
Us. Yo. Good morning, Steve.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
I am well. I am well.
Yeah, rocking that that Paisley shirt.
I figured it's Share-a-thon. You might as well put your best foot forward, right?
I'm thinking 1976, 77, either Neil Diamond or Elvis wearing that shirt.
I think Neil. I remember having a shirt kind of like this in the 70s.
You know what someone said about you this morning? We had devotions.
Yeah.
And you were coming down the hallway and somebody said, I really don't remember who it was. They said, look at Steve Jordahl. He looks like he's a bouncer at a disco. Because you're a good-sized fella there.
Yeah, a bouncer at a disco.
There you go.
All right, thanks for listening. Man, we had a great hour of discussion and talk. We exalted the Bible and the Lord the last hour. We also talked about the importance of being involved spiritually in our country. And also, our folks made a lot of donations during that hour.
I don't want to say that the different shows get competitive on this, but we beat everybody during our hour.
We did.
In terms of pledge totals.
Say take that.
So take that 9 hour, out of the 9 o'clock hour.
I'm feeling triggered. I wasn't here last hour.
How you like that, Bert and Jeff? How you like that? I think that we shouldn't take that attitude.
No.
We
shouldn't.
We need to be more humble.
I'm sorry.
Reel it in.
I shouldn't have said that.
Dial it in.
But we are number one. We are number one.
We had a great hour thanks to our listeners, right?
Thanks to our listeners. Folks, let me just encourage you. It is our spring Share-a-thon. We do this 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. And I just want to let you know, here's the number, by the way, to give to our Share-a-thon. And then I'm going to let you know about our premiums. In other words, as Tim puts it, something we send you.
Right.
Okay.
You donate money, we send you stuff.
Yeah. And there are some criteria for that. That's what I'm going to tell you.
You better
about.
Give. We're not sending you anything.
Well, that is true.
Except, I'm just bringing it down to this lower shelf right
yes,
there.
The cookies
people,
on the bottom
people
shelf.
People understand that.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So here's the number to call if you want to give to Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396. That number again. 877-616-2396. Now, if you would like to give safely and securely online, you can do that at AFR.net. Now, for a one-time
gift.
How can
you give unsafely and unsecurely?
What's that?
Drop cash off at the front door. That would work.
Or, as Tim said last hour, if you want to give livestock, you just come and bring it out here into the parking lot. So for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a DVD of The Battle in Loudoun County, which is the newest episode in AFA's Impact Series project, where we highlight the work of people on the ground, The Battle in Loudoun County. Or you can become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. And if you do that, you will receive not only the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, but also an AFR-branded duffel bag. We've got a couple of them in here, and they're just really nice, sturdy, beautifully colored.
So how do I get that duffel bag?
Well, you get this duffel bag if you become a Great Commission partner. Now, what, we do encourage people.
And what does that mean? $30 or more a month?
$30 or more a month. And we encourage people to do that because having a monthly donation coming to the ministry does help us to budget a little bit more closely. We know exactly what is coming in.
Ed, does the duffel bag come with a duffel inside?
You know, we don't even know what a duffel is. We were trying to figure out what a duffel bag,
well,
where the
it's
name
a bag,
comes
it's
from.
A duffel bag, so I'm assuming there's a duffel inside.
No.
Well, now there's two things I don't know about.
It's American, Steve. You don't always get what you think you get. You know what I'm saying?
But this is AFA, so you always get what you think you get.
Right. Well, that is true, but to something we've talked about on this show a lot, Tim, especially you, for some reason, you go through a drive-through. You never know what you're going to wind up with. You get in trouble when you get home.
You have to have low expectations.
That's right.
But not in life generally, but you go through a fast food drive-thru window.
Yeah.
You got to say to yourself, if I get 50% of what I order, I'm going to go away happy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's my. But with a gift to American Family Radio, do not lower your expectations.
Right.
No.
Because your gift will go to help us staying, maybe even buying more radio stations across the country and impacting more people. We want to grow and go.
Right.
All right. So So what's the phone number in order to do that?
Yes, the number to give to our Spring Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. So, folks, listen, from the here in the 11 o'clock hour, we're encouraging you to give as generously as you can. We want to beat the Yahoos who were on the air in the 10 o'clock hour.
Absolutely.
That's the Christian spirit, Ed. Name call them.
Well, it was us.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Duly noted, you were making fun of us.
I was making fun of us.
All right, by the way, that song we played at the top of the hour, which is a great song, which is we're using for our theme song, Living Water by Shane and Shane.
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Huh? Shane and Living Water.
And my other brother, Shane.
Living Water is our theme. Where's that Bible verse come from?
It comes from John chapter 7, verse 38. I will read it from the New King James Version. He who believes, this is Jesus speaking, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
Amen. Well, joining us in studio is our colleague, our good friend, our Christian brother, J.J. Jasper. How you doing, Brother J.J.?
I'm doing great. Exciting to see people call 877-616-2396 on day one of our three-day Spring Share-a-thon. This
How long
is
have you been on our staff now?
I was hired, actually. Nobody knows this, but your dad hired me to build the building. I've got a construction background. Build the building that houses the transmitter for our very first station.
I didn't know that.
Poured the concrete, laid the block, built the building. But then he was already talking to me for several years about coming to be on the air because I was a morning on-air personality at a local Christian radio station. You guys know that. He said, I'm going to build a station, develop a network. I want you to come go to work with me. So after the building was done, I got
hired. This would
have
been what?
Summer of 1991.
Okay.
And then a little trivia, a little fast fact. On day one, I was the first voice on the very first day when they flipped the switch. I said, good morning.
Is that true or not?
Hey, that's good. Is that true or false?
Do we have that?
No, because we didn't even take pictures. And I even tried to get your dad to mark the day because it was towards the very end of July. We tested for 3 or 4 days, and it was like the 29th or 30th. I said, well, let's just
1991.
I said, let's start on August the 1st so we can remember that. No, let's.
And that was our very first station in Tupelo.
Very first station in Tupelo, Mississippi. Our next station was Jackson Milan.
In Tennessee.
In Tennessee. And then we just started adding, and we watched the growth. And, boy, to God be the glory. Almost 200 stations in 36 states. Internet presence, streaming, a magazine, movie makers. The Lord has just blessed so much, and it's because of God's faithfulness and because of your generosity, listening as you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. 2396. So, yeah, I've been here since summer of 1991. So I guess at this point that makes me a mascot. I just kind of wander up and down the halls, you know, and change the tennis balls on the bottom of my walker routinely.
I wondered what that big tiger head was that you were wearing.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, JJ, you shared something that with our staff at Devotion on Monday morning that really touched everybody in the room.
Amen.
We kid around a lot here. We joke around. We have fun, especially between us here.
Learning University.
Yeah.
I thought I really had to pinch myself. I thought I woke up in an episode of Trivia Friday, which has always been my dream. So I'm thrilled to be here.
Talk about low expectations.
Okay. So, but what we're about to share is when I say it touched the staff to hear this story, I'm being serious. That's why I wanted to set up this moment because I said to you, brother, why don't you come on the radio and share with our listening family what you shared with our staff at Devotion. So why don't you take it from there?
Good Friday. I was honored and privileged to be the speaker at a community-wide Good Friday service in Pontotoc, Mississippi, North Mississippi. So while I'm on, and wonderful, the anchored band led in worship, Green Valley Baptist Church, others there for this community-wide Good Friday service. While I'm on stage sharing the gospel, at the exact moment I'm on stage sharing the gospel, my daughter, who is in the crowd, she gets a text from her friend in Tennessee and said, Lauren, I'm in Nashville at the Chris Tomlin Good Friday service. She said, Max Licato is on stage right now telling about your little brother and talking about your family. She said, this is live streamed around the world. It's billed as a worldwide Good Friday service. And she said, look how many people your little brother is reaching, that the Lord is doing that. At the exact moment I'm sharing the gospel, now, Max Licato, we all have the utmost respect for him. He's on stage talking about our little son Cooper, who was killed in an accident on our farm, and I didn't know anything about it and hadn't seen it, and so then I started getting texts from people, and John Riley sent me a link. I looked at the link, and as soon as I opened the link, I didn't get to hear his words, but as soon as I opened the link, listening in Japan, listening in England, and I just thought, wow, look how the Lord is using a five-year-old boy from heaven. You know, Romans 8:28, those aren't just words. It's a promise. And here, his word doesn't go out and return void, but he accomplishes what he sent it to do.
How did Max Licato, I know the answer to this, but our listeners, many don't. How did Max Licato hear about Cooper and the story of the Jasper family?
And that's where it all ties in for what we're doing these 3 days. Max Licato heard and watched the DVD Flame On. Well, Flame On was the story. Let me back up just a little bit. My wife, Melanie, and I, we bought a farm. We had horses and cattle. At the time, we had three little girls, one little boy named Cooper, 5 years old, blonde hair, blue eyes. And he died in an accident. And Tim and the leadership, Ed, you guys approached us and tried to find resources and said there's really not a lot out there for parents who have lost children. And a couple of months went by, and you gingerly approached us and said, you two haven't turned to drugs or alcohol, and the unthinkable happened. I mean, that's every parent's worst nightmare. And you said you're not bitter or angry at God. You're still going to church. Your marriage is still strong. We didn't know 89% of marriages fail when there's the death of a small child. Think of that, 89%. So rally around somebody when there's a child that drowns or gets out in the traffic. So you said, Tim, you said we want to make a movie and let people know there's hope on the other side of tragedy. Number one, we want to give it away, not sell it. And number two, we just want people to know there's hope on the other side of tragedy. So it was the very first project that the movie makers did.
American Family Studios.
Flame On. And you can actually go to jjjasper.com, scroll down to the page there, the homepage, and it's right there. You can watch it for free. But those are the movie makers, just like we said, a magazine, The Stand, it was called AFA Journal. You have the magazine, you have the movie makers, you have an internet presence. And when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, your investment, you're not giving money away. You really are making an investment. And under the umbrella, under the auspices of AFA, American Family Association, all those ministries, even things like 8 Days of Hope, our fingerprints are all over that ministry. And so God bless you. Thank you for your help as we're sharing the gospel. But I took too long to tell that, but our family, we were just so humbled by that. We said, now you think the Max Licato, of all the thousands of heartwarming stories that he's heard, for him to be on stage in Nashville, Tennessee, Chris Tomlin, Max Licato, worldwide Good Friday service, and he's telling the story of our little boy and sharing how our family responded.
And people are listening in Japan, not just in this country, but in Japan and places in Europe.
Hearing around the world.
Hearing the gospel.
Let me ask you this. By the way, the DVD you're talking about, which, how old is that now? Is
it, you know,
when did Cooper pass?
It's going to be 09, and that was probably 11 or something. No, well, you know, it was made just a couple of months after the accident, and all Melanie and I, we just blubbered through it, but we had people weighed in. Dr. Dobson is in the bonus tracks, Dr. David Jeremiah, the Kendrick brothers, but we had Sunday school teacher and this.
The name of the film, which is the story of Cooper and what you just described, the tragedy and the aftermath of that, and it's called Flame On.
Flame On.
Now, number one, is that still available? And two, why was it named Flame On?
Cooper loved the Fantastic Four, those action heroes.
Right.
And the one would say Flame On when he would turn into his character. And so whenever I was riding him on my back or we were doing something, he would say Flame On, you know, to go faster.
I got you.
Well, then when we were in the dune buggy, just moments before the accident, he said Flame On. And when you lose a loved one, you remember the shirt. You remember the paisley shirt they were wearing.
Right. Yeah.
You remember where they were standing on the porch, your last conversation. It's funny how your brain works. But I'm thinking back, and I said, those were his last words. His last two words were Flame On. And they adopted that. And kind of with that verse, fan the flame so that we'll live for the Lord. You know, you never know how many years you're going to have.
Right.
You're going to have.
Is the DVD still available?
It may be in the store. I think it is in the AFA store. And then, as I mentioned, you go to jjjasper.com right now. If you know someone who's lost a loved one in your community, it is such a good resource. We've heard from thousands now who have said they were able to turn a corner in their grief. They were able to get over a hump. They got closure. And then so many people watched the DVD, they said, you really should write a book. So we wrote the book, Losing Cooper, Finding Hope to Grieve Well. And I know that's in the store, and people use that as a resource.
Where's the story, Ed?
That's grieving.
Resources.afa.net. Brent Creeley's checking. Is the DVD available? It is. So the DVD version
is
available?
So if you go on the internet to get what JJ just described, the book or the DVD, Flame On, or the book titled Losing Cooper.
Losing Cooper, Finding Hope to Grieve Well.
You go where, Ed?
Well, you can go to, if you want to buy the DVD or the book Losing Cooper.
This is separate from Charathon.
This is. You go to resources.afa.net. I think it's probably also streaming on our streaming platform, although, folks, I will check, streaming.afa.net. Or you can go to jjjasper.com, right?
Right.
Scroll down
to
the bottom.
It's right at the bottom.
You can watch it for free. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that story. Isn't every day that you hear Max Licato preaching about your family.
Right.
His messages, especially on an Easter service.
That's right. Well, we know he's just a man, and I hope I didn't try to put too much of a spotlight on him. He wouldn't want that. But we were just so genuinely humbled, again, of all the thousands of stories, and he's telling the story of a little boy who lost his life and how the family responded, putting our trust and faith in Jesus Christ. When you lose a close loved one, folks that have suffered in that way, we know we're not the only family that have suffered. It requires supernatural help. You can't do that on your own strength. You need the Lord, His grace, His mercy, and that's what Easter was all about. Because of His life, death, and resurrection, resurrection power is available to help us get through whatever we're facing.
Amen.
And by the way, folks, it is available at our streaming platform, streaming.afa.net.
Thank you, JJ.
Thank you for loving us like you did, making Flame On, and how the Lord just continues to use that story, like throwing that pebble into the pond. Boy, with God, all those ripples, He just, you know, you just never know how He's able to glorify Himself through whatever.
All right, we're going to take a break right here, have a listener testimony to share. We have a listener testimony to share, and then we'll come back and continue on with Sheraton. Our team will be here for the next 35 minutes or so. Thank you, brother.
The last time I preached in Saraus, which was a village there in the mountains, no power, had a candle on the pulpit. I'd read my Bible with that and preaching the word. The rain was pounding on the roof. And it was a concern whether we'd get out of there or not because of mudslides and things like that. I'm Steve Hill from Ripley, Mississippi. I've been ordained minister for 30 years now. And the past 8 years, we've spent in Peru as missionaries. I was basically a circuit-riding preacher. I was preaching in, on a regular basis, a dozen different churches. Of course, we would come back for a month every year for furlough. So we would get snippets of American culture, snippets of AFA, and this past year, I've been on sabbatical, and we've been doing lots of projects on our place. You can imagine a place in Mississippi gets kind of grown up with 8 or 10 years of neglect. And so we've been doing a lot of that kind of work. And I've got the AFR app, and I've got my earphones on or just the phone in my pocket listening. It's been such an encouragement because, to be honest, it's been discouraging to see how the culture has slid more away from God and His truth and His word. So I'm very concerned about new generations that didn't have the Andy Griffith kind of upbringing that I had, that are awash in a world of relativism and those kind of things. They need a voice like AFR out here speaking the truth and helping them to think biblically about these issues. You need the people behind you holding up your arms as Moses with Aaron and Hur, and you definitely need that support because you're going against the flow. This is a culture that wants AFR to be silent. They don't want to hear you.
Hey, welcome back. What a powerful testimony.
Absolutely.
Our listeners are just great people all across the country, and we appreciate everybody who called in and shared with on the listener testimonies that we recorded that we're using.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. You do?
I do.
All right, then. Well, guess what? We got another one.
We got another one?
We're going to go back to back right here.
Awesome. Wow. Let me hear it.
Go back to back.
My name is Lori, and I'm calling from West Virginia. I've only recently started listening to Airing the Addisons in the last couple of months, but it's quickly become the podcast that I just don't miss. As a Christian, and particularly as a homeschooling mom, the culture can become quite depressing sometimes, and there are days when you feel like you're all alone in this journey. But the Addisons are a huge encouragement to me, and they renew my hope by helping me see that there are still Bible-believing, Christ-following people out there. I've shared the content of their program with so many people, and now one of my best friends is also a regular listener, too. So keep up the good work, Will and Nikki and AFR. We love your programming, and it's just a blessing to us. God bless you.
All right. Thank you for listening in West Virginia. Certainly Will and Nikki do a great job in the afternoons with Airing the Addisons on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Steve, we thank you for listening to AFR Reset Sheraton. Steve, we'll let Steve do that this time.
You're listening to AFA Sheraton spring, 6 days out of the year. We come to you and ask you to support what we're doing because it's important.
You're doing good, Steve.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And so if you want to donate, and I think we're in the middle of a challenge right now, you can match your donation up to $29,000 or $25,000. And I suppose if someone
ended.
That ended at 11. 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But
you're on your own.
You're on your own. There's still good reason to give.
Good reason to give.
Steve, you're doing a B minus, right?
Okay. Well, let me step it up here.
You got about a minute to recover.
Okay. If you would like to donate and help support this wonderful ministry, you can call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. There are a lot of staff members and friends of the ministry sitting waiting to talk to you and take your call and help partner with you.
And folks, I just want to let you know that if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, mm-hmm. you will receive a DVD titled The Battle in Loudoun County, the newest episode in AFA's The Impact Series Project. Let me just tell you what this video is about. I neglected to do that in the first hour, but many of you have probably heard of Loudoun County in Virginia. Their public schools are a source of contention for many Virginia parents and lawmakers. So this video focuses on Patty Menders, a mom who discovered racially divisive material within the school system, and she decided that something had to be done. And then Shivan Fleet, who is a mom who emigrated from communist China and who knows only too well the harsh realities of toxic ideologies, she joined the fight. And even though their very courageous stand has resulted in a slew of insults and pushbacks, these two moms, along with many other parents, continue to fight for their children's education and well-being. And so The Battle in Loudoun County is the DVD you will receive for a one-time gift of $150 or more. Or if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, and an AFR-branded duffel bag. And so that is for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will become a Great Commission partner.
Yeah. All right, Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's our spring Share-a-thon, so it's 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, 6 days out of 365 days that we talk about our financial needs to the point where we stop our normal programming to ask you to make a donation. We pass the virtual offering plate, if you will, and folks have been responding from all over the country. Let me share some of those. John, this is just in the last hour or so. John in Coopersville, Michigan. Well, he got refreshed, so John went away.
I'm back on that
Valerie
list.
Valerie from Oklahoma. Ryan from Oklahoma. Denise from Lumberton, North Carolina.
Ryan from Marlow, Oklahoma. Let's see. You already did that one. Curtis from Denham Springs.
Take that back because I already did that one.
Christine from Morrisville, North Carolina.
If you want to get twice, you're okay. We'll do it.
Philip from Montgomery, Texas. Let's see. We have Gordon from Logansport, Indiana.
I got a New Mexico.
Got to go. Go with a New Mexico.
Stephanie called in from Lovington, New Mexico. Is there all the people in Lovington? Got to be nice.
Oh,
what do you think?
Well, it's
you live in Lovington,
yeah, and that's short for Loving Town,
right?
So you
Loving
know,
town.
Even the police when they pull you over, they just give you a lollipop instead of a ticket. It's really a beautiful thing.
It is.
In Lovington. Lovington, New Mexico. Deborah in Brandon, Mississippi. Eddie in Frederickstown, Missouri. John in Cooper. There's John. Coopersville, Michigan. Valerie calls in from Oklahoma. Ryan. Did you already say these names? Ryan in Oklahoma. Denise in North Carolina, Lumberton. And we truly are American Family Radio because of we have people who pray for us and support us financially and listen all over the country.
Right.
Now with the app, we don't even have to have a radio station in a community for people to listen. In fact, you know, when we check out our donations for Share-a-thon, we'll see people calling from places we know we don't have radio stations.
California.
Yeah, we don't have any radio stations in California, but yet we'll have some who don't. Folks give because they listen to the American Family Radio app. In fact, that's one thing I would ask people to do. if you could make a conscious effort during this charathon, if you want to know how you can help us, you can pray for us, you can make a financial donation, and then you can tell somebody else about us.
Right.
We all know somebody who would listen to AFR if they only knew about it, you know, because I use this analogy. We are, and I'm not saying we're the only ones, okay, but still, American Family Radio is kind of the mothership, if you will, of Christian activism, if that's what you want to call it, informed Christianity in America, because we don't just play music, we don't just do Bible teaching programs, and those are wonderful.
Right.
Music and worship and Bible teaching programs are a part of what we do, but we also spend time on current events, on protecting our constitutional freedoms and liberty, what's going on in and out in the church.
Right.
There's so many things that we cover. It's a comprehensive biblical worldview, if you want
and
to
let say. Let me give another kind of encouragement for people to download the app. So if you download the app, even if you listen on our, what we call a terrestrial radio station, you've got a radio tower in your community, whatever.
As opposed to like an ET radio station.
As opposed to an extraterrestrial, yes. You can still listen to the app. You can listen to the app. A lot of cars nowadays don't even have, you know, the capacity to play radio. But you can listen to your app. And here's one other thing I was going to tell you about it, folks. If you download the app onto your smartphone, okay, if you don't know how to do that, just ask your kids or your grandkids. They'll get you hooked up. But you have three choices on our app. You can listen to the talk radio network, which is what you're listening to right now. We do have a hybrid, which is some talk and some music. But there's also a third selection choice. You can just listen to music. All right? So get that app and stay tuned to American Family Radio in whatever way is most beneficial to you.
You mentioned the hybrid. Tim, it's kind of half gas, half electric. Are we pushing for everybody to eventually come over to one side or the other? Is that what the hybrid is? Halfway between? No?
Oh, okay. No. It's just a matter of how you feel on that particular day, what you want to listen to on American Family
the
Radio.
The hybrid would have you would have people who are on the air with you, like a DJ thing, and the hybrid network would have that available.
I was actually playing Tim. I knew the answer to that. But.
Okay. All right.
So Steve, Steve, do you have any you got a stack of news stuff over there?
Yeah, let's start here. I, from time to time, bring in people that, like, imitate, do impersonations. I have one guy that I bring in that does Donald Trump and everything. I want you to hear this imitation. I don't even think I have to tell you who it is. Listen to Cut 8.
You know, people might be surprised to hear me say this, but I actually like Ron DeSantis a lot. Yeah, I know. I'd say he's just the kind of guy this country needs, and I really mean that. If Ron DeSantis got installed as president, I'd be fine with that. I mean, the one thing I know about Ron is that when push comes to shove, Ron does what he's told. And I can't think of anything more important than that. Hail Hydra.
Oh, wow. That's... Okay, so that's supposed to be Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
That's a pretty good Hillary.
You know what? That's AI.
What?
That's AI. AI, and it comes with a video. Now, the video, you can kind of tell looking at her mouth that it's not quite right, but other than that, it is spot on.
Now, the Hail Hydra, for those of you who like Marvel movies,
right,
especially Captain America, you'll get that reference. But that's AI imitating her voice putting her voice to a video of Hillary. That stuff's getting scary.
Well, this is why I brought it in, because there's a battle right now over who's going to control AI, and China says... Artificial intelligence. China says they want to be the one to lead the world in AI rules.
Yeah, what could go wrong with the commies in charge?
Right. Well, and I heard there was talking on Fox this morning about this. The communists have said that they want... because someone has to program the AI, has to write the code.
Right.
And it's almost impossible not to get some kind of bias thrown in. But China is saying, well, we want it to be kind of lean toward the socialist end of things. So there's a lot of people who are saying we have to stop right now and put some fences around this. It's very important to do, but that's scary.
That's not going to happen. I'm just going to tell you, you do not put the genie back in the bottle. Technology, it's the same thing happened with cloning. Everyone said, and I'm not saying, listen, try all you can. But the same thing happened when cloning came out. Now, that's a little bit easier to control because you can shut down labs in a country that are, you know, trying to expand the capabilities for human cloning, for example. But AI, that's going to be very difficult to rein in. You got to try to do it, but I sure don't want the Chinese. I'm really surprised that that kind of quality of a voice imitating Hillary Clinton.
It's scary.
Yeah, that is. It's scary.
So just to be clear for those who are just catching up with the term AI, you're talking about artificial intelligence, right, which basically can be translated into computer-generated information. Is that right?
It's a computer that they have programmed.
Who's they?
The programmers. Programmers are programmed. The scientists, the computer engineers are programmed to be able to take the next step after.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence.
I just want to be clear because what we heard a couple of minutes ago, which sounded like Hillary Clinton commenting on Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, was not her.
No.
Right.
So just want to make clear because it sounded just like her, and she would never commend Ron DeSantis.
No. And by AI, artificial intelligence, the fear is that it will be self-learning. The power of the computational power in computers now is growing so quickly that they want these computers to learn, but the fear is that, and this sounds Twilight Zone-ish, is that it will be at some point become self-aware and then will begin to work for its own interests against the interests of humanity.
I want to see that movie.
Well, that's called Terminator, right?
There's several.
No, it's already been made.
Yes, it has already been made. Okay. Anybody who's heard the word Skynet knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I'll Be Back?
Well, that is the movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger's character said, I'll be back. Okay. But Elon Musk and others have warned about the possibility of AI breaking outside the fence and doing great harm to people. Yeah. Anyway, I know we don't want this.
So why do we start talking about this in the first place?
Because of that
how
video.
How realistic it is?
Well, how dangerous it is. And who's going to control AI? Because it's going to have – I have another story here that AI just passed the medical exam. It's qualified to be a doctor, which doesn't surprise me quite as much. It's kind of like an open book test.
Right.
But still
– I like those.
Danger's coming.
Open book test.
Yeah, I love those things, man.
But the danger is that at some point in the very, very near future, someone could make a video of Tim Wildman.
Right.
And it will look and sound like Tim Wildman is saying something, and maybe it's Tim Wildman looks like he's buying drugs down at the local convenience store. You get arrested.
Okay.
AFA gets shut down, but it's all fake.
That kind of thing is already going on with some people call deep fakes.
Yes.
That's what this is.
That's what this is.
Okay. And those are basically what I'm talking about is, I don't know about a video, but I'm talking about a photographs of people that are photoshopped and you can't tell that they are, where you put somebody's picture over somebody else's body or whatever the case may be to make it look like they're part of something they're not. So deep fakes is what they're called. And they're called deep fakes because it's hard to tell the difference between that and reality.
And the capability is only going to get better in terms of producing those kind of things, and it's going to become nearly impossible to tell what's real and what isn't.
You're listening to trivia. No, not trivia. I'm throwing AI to get we're asking a trivia question. Well, you're listening to Share-a-thon on Tuesday, April the 11th on American Family Radio. Day one of Share-a-thon here. You ask, what is Share-a-thon, Tim? And the real Tim responds.
Yes, the real Tim.
This is official Tim.
Yeah, the official Tim responds. It's when we ask you to make a financial gift to American Family Radio to help us, because it takes a lot of money to own and operate 181 radio stations across America, including our news team, our engineers. We have to pay the satellite time because we have to send our signal up from here to satellite to beam it, if you will, all across America to our stations. And then, of course, the app has been greatly beneficial to our ministry, the AFR app. So we have to send engineers on the road to make sure stations stay on the air. It just takes a lot of money to own and operate this many radio stations. So we pass the offering plate twice a year, and we say, hey, please make a gift and be as generous as you can to help us. And you, our listeners, are wonderful. You always respond in such a great way, and you already are on day one of Share-a-thon helping us. So the phone number to make a gift and be as generous as you possibly can, if you believe in the ministry of American Family Radio, and you want to give, here's the phone number. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396. If you don't like talking to people, you just want to go on the internet and give, it's AFR.net, AFR.net, AFR.net. Or maybe you like talking to people, but you still just want to go on the internet, and AFR.net is a way to go to do that, AFR.net. We are in the first few hours of Share-a-thon, and we are at $424,000. Let's give
our, amen. Thank you to our listeners.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we're at over 2,144 families that have called in and made a pledge. And we thank you, everybody who's called in to make a pledge. Please tell your family and friends and fellow church members about American Family Radio. That's, word of mouth is still the best advertising.
Right.
You know, if you have somebody, if you have a good experience at a restaurant,
right.
Guess what you're going to do? You're going to tell somebody, and they're going to go there on your recommendation.
Right.
They're going to go there on your recommendation to this restaurant. First, they're going to go there before they would ever go there because they saw a TV ad.
Yes.
Right? So it's the same way. If you will tell your friends and family, fellow coworkers, you know the people who would like to know that American Family Radio exists, and there's somewhere they can go for spiritual encouragement, for information about what's happening in our culture, in our country, how we can be salt and light. Just tell somebody today about the, even if we don't have a radio station in your community, but tell them about the AFR app and how to download it, the AFR app. Let's hear another one of our listeners, and we'll be back momentarily.
I was listening to American Family Radio at lunch. Alex McFarland came on, and he was talking about atheists and apologetics, and I'd never heard of apologetics before. But I had been prophesied to before that the Lord was going to use me to win the lost, even atheists. And it sparked something in me, and it started my ministry. And I wanted to thank you for that. I want to thank Alex McFarland for what he does. Be blessed. Thank you. Bye.
Amen. Brother Alex McFarland has touched thousands and thousands of lives.
Yeah, and he has a ministry where he goes to, kind of like Dr. Frank Turek,
yeah.
Dr. Alex McFarland also goes to college campuses and is traveling most weekends, most weeks of the year. He'll do his program in the afternoon with Brother Bert Harper, exploring the Word. He'll do it sometimes from airports. He'll find a quiet location and do his program. So, folks, we are very grateful to the Lord who has brought these kinds of quality people to American Family Radio. And we've gone to them as well to have them be a part of this team. So we are grateful for all God is doing through this ministry, and we are grateful because you, our listeners, help us get that job done. All right, Steve, what other kind of news you got?
Well, let's do this. You guys were talking, I don't know if you mentioned in the first hour, but we have talked about Riley Gaines, the Stanford swimmer.
This is a courageous young lady.
She's the one that's talking out against allowing men in women's sports under the guise of transgenderism, and she's been very outspoken for it. She was cornered at San Francisco State University a while back. She was assaulted, and for wanting to speak out for the women's sports. And there's a bill going on. There's a debate going on in Congress about some bills that would ban men from being in women's sports. She's for this. But do you guys remember the soccer player Megan Rapinoe?
Yes.
She's the one with the pink hair.
Pink hair, yeah.
She's not on the soccer team anymore, but she is lesbian, and she has tweeted out in opposition to a bill that would ban men from being in women's sports, and she tweeted
Why?
Out this.
What?
She, Megan Rapinoe.
She's against saving women's sports.
She is against, yes.
Lesbian.
A lesbian who was a professional soccer player for years. So this is what she tweeted out. She said, today, politicians in D.C. are claiming to protect women's sports by pushing a trans and intersex sports ban. For a different date. Call your congressional rep today to say women's sports need protection from unequal pay, sexual abuse, and lack of resources, not from trans kids. Well, Riley Gaines was having none of it. So she tweeted this back. It's worth noting, number one, you are done playing sports competitively, and two, because you aren't sexually attracted to men, you will never have a daughter to defend. To me, this simply looks like virtue signaling because you have nothing to personally lose. I can respect opinions that differ from my own, and everyone is entitled to think or speak independently, but I can't help but think that Megan Rapinoe would genuinely stab any male who tried to take her spot on the U.S. women's national team. Boom.
Yeah, that was an absolute mic drop from Riley Gaines. And she's got a good point, because Megan Rapinoe is done playing soccer.
Right.
She doesn't have to compete against men.
Right.
And she doesn't have to risk losing her spot if a man, parentheses, trans woman, decides to try out for the U.S. Olympics team.
Yep.
You know what, again, what this is doing, these people who are promoting the idea that males can be females because they identify as such, it's just like, it's bizarro world, okay? What this Megan
Rapinoe
is doing, she's saying that trans people are it's fair for them to compete with the opposite sex. Okay. In other words, she's using words and they have no meaning.
Right.
Because what she's saying is you can call them trans. What do you call them today? Trans what?
Transgender.
Okay, transgender. You used to call them transvestites, right?
Those are the ones that used to dress.
I'm talking about a man or a boy who says he's a girl.
Yeah.
What is that called?
Transgender.
Transgender right now.
Or okay. Gender fluid. You asked.
I know. All right. Well, she's saying there, Rapinoe. She's not acknowledging that these are biological males.
No.
Okay. Right. She's not acknowledging that. Well, if you don't acknowledge that, you're part of the problem. And we can't have an honest discussion right here. Okay? Because you're acting like because they call themselves a female that they are. When they're not. They have male genitalia. They have muscles that are bigger than girls. They have bone structure they have lung capacity.
Yep. Heart.
Lung capacity is hard. Just because they call themselves a girl or a woman, it doesn't mean that makes it fair for them to compete against women or girls. So that her whole diatribe there, encouraging people to write congressmen, is stupid.
Did you guys see the video I passed around before the show? It's a video, so it doesn't really portray to radio, but the Royal Ballet in England.
Yes, I saw that.
The Royal Ballet in England has decided that it's going to allow a transgender, a dude, to dance with the girls. And they had to somehow bend the rules because what one person tweeted out. There are girls who spend their entire life from the time they're 5 years old working day and night to try to become a good enough dancer to make
you have
the
to
Royal
try
Ballet.
Out. You have to try out for the Royal Ballet.
You have to try. Yes, it's a professional ballet company. It's the Ballet Company of England, and it's very prestigious. And now they got a dude there that looks like
he's 6'3",
and he
dances like it.
He looks like one of the elephants from Fantasia.
Sorry,
right?
Yes,
I didn't need that visual. Ed. I hadn't seen it.
Well, if you see it,
a 6'3" ballet man.
Yeah. Yes. The guy can't even do, I don't even know what you call it when you get up on your toes. There's a name. What is it?
A point.
Yeah, French. You speak French. Okay? He can't even do that, but he took a spot from a real girl who should have qualified for the Royal Ballet. Now, this is what we're talking about when it comes to these kinds of issues.
Yeah.
And this guy, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be insulting. This guy dances like a doofus. All right, that's what this guy, and he's in.
But he checks a box.
Is he in a tutu? That's
well, he was in leotard.
Leotard. All right, which was equally
disgusting.
Okay, so this is a guy. He's doing all the motions with his hands. Listen,
that's a comedy skit.
It
you
looks
just
like a comedy skit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh?
So anyway, I'm getting wound up, and I'm not in preaching mode. I'm in Italian mode. Right. Get out of my way. Use your blinker mode.
It's what I do.
All right.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Trivia Friday will be here on Friday. Right now, we're
talking serious.
We're talking serious. We got about 3 minutes left here, Steve.
All right. Let's
lift our spirits.
Lift our spirits.
You got anything that'll lift
our spirits?
Lift
our spirits.
I do. If you
bring a ray of sunshine, Steve.
Because we just gave to people.
Let us into your Paisley world.
An image of a 6'3" doofus in a leotard doing ballet. We don't want to leave that in the minds of our listeners.
We need to erase that. Move on to the next scene.
That's right. All right.
Uh huh.
And by the way, let me just say this. In defense of doofuses, okay? I would be a doofus, all right? I'm not just insulting this guy, all right? You put me in a leotard, you do not want to watch me dance.
I don't want to see you in a leotard. It don't matter whether you dance or not.
Well, forget the dancing. Who cares about that?
That's true.
I don't even see you walking down the hall.
That kind of thing does not happen here. I'll tell you that, folks.
All right, Steve. How bad is the inflation in the economy doing right now?
That's a good way to end it.
It's doing so bad that in certain parts of the country, Easter bunnies have been hiding ramen noodles instead of eggs.
But a
ramen,
ramen
little
noodles.
Packs of ramen noodles.
Yeah, because they can afford those.
Hell, listen.
Oh, man.
My
ramen
my
noodles son, aren't too bad, actually.
They're not. Now, they are loaded with sodium.
Yeah.
But they taste really good.
Yeah. I mean, they taste, you're going to have a heart attack.
Yeah. Blood pressure is going to climb a few points.
Yeah.
Now, listen, my son just about lived on those when he was in college. What's that joke that JJ always tells? He says, I think it's JJ. He says an 18-wheeler carrying ramen noodles tipped over on the highway, and there was a complete loss of about $80.
Right.
Because they're pretty cheap.
Yeah, well, and by the way, they have, you know, that we talked, I don't know if you talked about the Intel leak from the Pentagon.
Well, we didn't.
Historic. It's a historic leak, but they found where it came from now, finally. It's been traced back to President Biden mistakenly hidden reply all to an email.
That could really happen.
I know.
And that could happen to me. So I'm zipping on that one. I could. Right. Anyone could do that. That's one of the things you got to really be careful about when you apply.
Okay. Probably a good thing that we're out of time. The direction we were trending right there last 4 or 5 minutes. So who's on now, Brent? Who takes over the Sheraton controls?
Jackson and Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fred Jackson and Bishop Jackson.
The Jackson 2.
Yeah.
The Jackson the twins.
Huh?
Oh, that was painful. Yeah. That hurt me hearing you do that. All right, folks, I'm going to go change into my leotard.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm pulling the fire alarm.
We are not responsible for that. All right. Sheraton rolls on after the news, everybody.